I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I'm sorry. She might be getting tricked right now.
I'm sorry for making fun of you about stuck.
Why? Stuck rules.
Yeah, I peeped it like months ago and was like,
now it's old.
Shane's on to something. Yeah.
Stuck rules. Dude.
It's honest. Yeah, I was like, you're on to something, man. That's some fucking rules.
I'm trying to think what I'm on now.
Dude, did you ever fuck with challenges? Like, do not come challenge?
Yeah. Except I'm trying to come. I'm literally jerking off.
It's like,
oh, when it tells you how to jerk off?
It tells you how fast to go?
Yeah, I don't play along that. Like Guitar Hero. That's what it's called. It's like Jerk Off Hero or something. Cock Hero. Yeah, I saw you nodding your head back there.
Then they tell you to go slow. It's like, I just want to do ultra fap the whole time. Dump. Dude, it's so fucking funny.
You like that? Do you follow along?
I try.
I know you follow along.
Oh, 100%, dude. Yeah. I don't break
You like the games.
I love games, dude.
You love sexual games.
That's gay pleasure. Hearing dump. Oh, I have to do slow now. The video's telling me to go slow.
Even though the guy who made it was some guys dictating the pace, which I'm fucking off.
There's a bunch of scientists around him like, oh, wow, these readings are...
My Iranian doctors are in there. Like, that's what they're f***ing up to, those guys. That guy was... He f***ed me up. He got me worried about... That's why I went and took a rapid test right after that.
So that's when you went to Brooklyn?
That was the real one. And then the next day I took a rapid test. Because the way the goddamn Iranians handled...
True.
My nuclear secrets, they were very like... Have you had no symptoms? Like, they kept asking over and over again. I was like, I told you, I had a headache.
Yeah.
And then it went away, but...
They were just like, okay.
He kept fucking being like, are you sure? Because this test looks like you, like... And then he was like...
Oh, they probably get paid or something.
Maybe. I don't know. He was asking me to come back.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, come back
next week.
They
probably get paid per test.
Maybe.
Because if they're doing it for free, there's some sort of grant that's paying them. That was when I was at that social work agency. If somebody came in and signed up, they got $200. So you'd be like, come on, get back in here today. Yeah. And people would just come through and be like, sign a paper. And like, when can I get an apartment? It's like, dude, you make $200 a month. You'll never get an apartment. Just keep coming in and signing this shit.
You're never going to live anywhere. Like,
dude, you're in a halfway house. You're in a fucking full-way house, dude.
You're going to be outside of a coffee shop screaming until hopefully someone collects you in a van.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was really sad, man. They'd show you like these little scraps of papers and be like, I'm like, dude, you're working with like a cool $250 a month, bro. It's like
dude, the homeless in New York.
What about
all time high right now as far as wilding out?
They're just going nuts,
dude. They're fucking from day one. They've been like O'Connor was talking about it earlier. I remember they're finally like they have superpowers and they know it now. Like now everybody's really like,
oh,
don't
God.
Please don't talk to me. Please don't talk. And now they're just run. I mean, this guy was such a motherfucker. And everybody just ignored him, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's standing in the middle of the sidewalk, screaming, "Fuck you" to anybody that walked by, spitting. And it was a very crowded sidewalk. So you just tried to, like, walk past as quick as you could. And, yeah.
Was he wearing a mask?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's what I was. I took umbrage with that.
You should have pinned him down and put one on him.
If I would have beat his ass, everybody would have been like. But, no, people would have probably ignored that I existed as well.
You could.
I was sitting there like, he probably thinks he's a ghost. You know? Just standing there like,
Yeah.
And everyone just walks by him. Oh. He's probably like, what the fuck is going on?
They should be terrified.
Help!
Pandemic going on. Dude, I think if you wanted to be.
He was finally like, can anybody hear me? So I was like, yeah. He's like, oh,
that's all. I thought I was a ghost. I smoked so much crack, I thought I was a ghost.
There was a ghost there for a minute. But I was also like, if we did live in like a dystopian, you know, if a van pulled up and took that guy away, I would have been like,
China?
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, this Chinese government came and we're just like, gave me
that's
old,
not good.
Gave me old ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, you can't just execute homeless people, but.
You can't execute them, but.
You can put them in a.
Round them up.
Round them up.
I think you have to round them up. No, for real.
That's how you talk. This is how the Nazis talk themselves into this.
They're like,
well, we can't just kill them right now. You got to... You got to get them together. Put them in like a...
You know, like apartment camp.
Like a camp.
Yeah.
A camp, like summer camp.
Just till we figure out what's going on.
We're going to kill them, aren't we?
Well, for the homeless population, you know, what you could do, especially I'm just saying, like, I love science so much that, you know, and I hate COVID so much that I'm saying, scientifically speaking, on purely the basis of, like, a love of science.
They are dangerous for the spread of COVID.
Exactly. You know, pure, you know, again, just love the way science works. What you could do is dress as you're homeless and just go around and beat the fuck out of homeless. They're like, oh, my God, look at these homeless people fighting. Just like a Godzilla battling Mechlodon. Everyone be like, oh,
true.
Shit.
We should be, like, hiring UFC fighters, put some
rags
on them.
Rags, dude.
Put, like, an old dirty starter jacket on them. Like, three different jackets. Throw them out there and be like, yo, that's true. That's how they used to use Godzilla.
Yeah, dude.
Though another monster would show up and they'd be like, get Godzilla. He's got to fight Mothra. Right, we got a bunch of Mothras.
Yeah, dude. I'm saying in our post-religion society where we're all kind of fending, you know, we're kind of going towards a greater good now. You know, we should definitely start. Not killing homeless people, but just kind of put them out of commission, you know, if the elements take them out.
Yeah.
We got to stop the spread. So I'm doing my part.
Stopping the spread of coronavirus by hiring professional fighters to dress as homeless people and beat the brakes off these schizophrenic homeless men.
Just fucking choke them out.
These schizophrenic veterans that have no families or homes. We need to get rid of them. We need to beat the fuck out of these guys.
Just till the numbers drop. And then we can, you know, whatever after that. Once we get the vaccine, we can stop killing homeless people. You know, we just need that vaccine. But if everyone doesn't take it, Chuck Liddell is going to be fucking...
The Iceman's going to be spearing homeless.
Tyson wants to do the League of Legends. We should just, instead of that, have them...
Hire the Legends.
Hire the Legends to just Double Dragon style down, like, Broad 4th Street.
Double Dragon right down the street. Homeless guys come out of a store, like... That's awesome. That's very funny.
Oh, dude, seeing Tyson just come down.
Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. just fucking teeing off on this guy. You should have seen this fucking dude. I would have loved for Tyson to come out and fuck him up.
Oh, it would have been awesome.
They have to. Well, we have to have the fighters announce that they are, in fact, homeless themselves. They have to, like, Tyson would have to come out and be like, hey, I'm homeless also. And then just start fucking. And people would pretend that it wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah.
Christine, Jay's chick. That's good. God, what a sexist pig I've become. God damn it. Cut that, Lemaire. she saw a homeless guy, like, getting raped by her house.
What?
Yeah, there's a homeless dude that lived, like, they sleep on the vents.
Yeah?
Another homeless dude got a hold of him and was, like, humping him, and she just filmed it. She just sat there and was like, is anybody going to stop this? Yeah.
You got to hop in and rape that other guy.
We need Tyson to come out.
True.
He's been convicted. He's been arrested for rape.
He's immune.
Also, got a show on Adult Swim. Anyway, his crimes are way worse than
mine. So he raped somebody? Tyson's got a show on Adult Swim?
Yeah.
How long does it take? Lemaire,
just because he's fucking black, pretend he's white and see if you want to stand up for him.
It depends.
So what did he do? What was the...
Actually, I do think he possibly got... I don't remember.
Tupac apparently got wrongfully accused of rape.
Tupac was in the room? It was in a hotel or something?
Oh, he was just chilling?
I don't know.
Just chilling with it. He was guilty more of just chilling.
Tyson, I think, was found guilty.
Really?
But, you know, that doesn't... Who knows? I don't want to besmirch the man, because Tyson does rule. And I saw a journalist try to bring that up to Tyson.
Yeah.
And Tyson was not happy about it.
I bet.
He was on, like, a morning news show, and the guy was like, well, you've been arrested for rape. And he was like, you know, you're a real piece of shit. He's like, why do you say that? He's like, you bring me on here, you're a real piece of shit.
So, in the Tyson case, Tyson was accused of raping 18-year-old beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington. He was found guilty by an Indiana jury.
All right, so he's innocent. Whoa. He's innocent. Indiana jury?
Yeah. Tyson's doing his best. He's like, listen, Your Honor, I did not rape that bitch. And they're like,
that is not appropriate. This is the Hoosier State, young man.
Dude, Indiana jury sounds formidable. They might have flown in an Indiana jury on Tupac. Like, we need an Indiana jury.
Indiana jury is every black dude's worst nightmare. That's bad news.
Oh, that's a tough crowd, dude. It probably like at the beginning of it, they're like, "Your Honor, we've reached your conviction." They're like, "We didn't do the thing." Guilty.
Yeah, the Indiana jury, they just go back to deliberate. They just sit in the room, watch fuck Jeff Dunham for 3 hours, come back out.
Guilty.
They watch puppets.
Yeah, Indiana's apparently got that rep, dude.
It's Klan City, bro.
When I chill in Chicago, every now and again, if you're from Chicago, you'll dip to Indiana to fill, get some gas.
Go to Gary.
Some gas real quick. But it's like, dude, the drive, or if you want to go to a casino, there's casinos in Indiana. But yeah, I know
Indiana's
Brittany's family is none too excited to drive through Indiana. They're always like, be careful.
First off, the cops pull everybody over nonstop there.
Motherfuckers, yeah.
So I'm sure when they see someone from Chicago coming through, they're like, get the f*** out of Indiana. They probably hate Chicago. Yeah, dude, if you drive through, because I drove from...
You think they were acting like Chief Keef free zone? So like Chief Keef free zone, dude.
I mean, dude, if you're a guy from Indiana and you saw the Chief Keef music video,
oh god,
you'd be like, we gotta build a wall. We cannot let Chief Keef get into Indiana. We gotta protect our guard. Indiana sucks.
They're just always on the lookout for dreadheads in the lobby. They're like,
there's gonna be some dreadheads in the lobby, dude. Yeah, Gary, Indiana. Have you ever seen that?
No,
that's where Michael Jackson's from.
Oh, that's where they're from?
You drive through there. It's like a town of sheds.
Oh.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's a horrible, horrible place.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to like rural, poor populations, dude, and it's like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
But like you were saying, just about the science, typically.
The science behind euthanizing our homeless population.
The studies look promising.
It would help the environment
big time.
But this is like we talked about, like in that book White Trash and like all that, like when there's a new world, like the new world, it basically like us being like, all right, we got to colonize the moon, most of the people that go there first are going to die.
Yeah,
we should just send all the homeless to the moon, let them figure it out up there.
Hell yeah, suit them up
just in case there's aliens up there, just in case there's something that needs fought. Something that needs to be attacked. Let's get these guys up there.
That's not a bad... I mean, that is, yeah, that is literally... They just sent, like, debt peons down to fucking... down to America, and they're like, all right. They're just mulched. Yeah. They just mulched America with just poor people. They're like...
Yeah. Go fertilize the land with your blood and bones, you peasants. You owe me money.
Yeah.
Go fight...
There was, like, a bad year where it rained too much and no one could grow food. And they're like, all right, we own you guys now.
Yeah.
Off to America.
You're going to have to go fight bears. We don't even know what those things are.
You were unsuccessful at battling the elements, and now we own you.
Yeah.
It's like...
Take on rattlesnakes.
Damn,
dude. They didn't have rattlesnakes.
No minks either.
They had no idea what a rattlesnake was. All of a sudden, there's snakes hissing at them that attacked you.
Oh.
The European snakes would run away.
Jesus,
the rattlesnakes, like, rattlesnakes will attack you. Like, they'll come after you.
They don't even, Jesus fucking Christ.
So these peasants are getting, like, chased by snakes. Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, they had fun. And then the natives showed up and were very nice and giving.
100%. Fruit basket?
Fruit basket. Little cornucopia
like
for the gang.
Megaphone full of bananas.
They're probably like, oh, great. Thank you. Great.
Yeah.
We're dying. You brought us pumpkins. You brought us squash. Thank you.
Remember the golden days of Matt and Shane's secret podcast. We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold, with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
Very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSP used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSP great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.